Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Masachas Psachim. Today we are learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav and Parak Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Generally speaking, Bir Chametz, the destruction of Chametz, takes place on the 14th of Nisan on Erev Pesach. However, the question and the discussion in Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav is going to be what happens if Erev Pesach happens to be Shabbos. Do you destroy the Chametz on Shabbos itself, or do you do so before Shabbos, which is not Erev Pesach? It says the Mishnah Arbasar Shechal Yos B'Shabbos on the 14th of Nisan, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, Mevar Mes HaKol Milifnei HaShabbos, you got to get rid of all of the Chametz before Shabbos. We destroy all the Chametz on Friday, even though it's not Erev Pesach. We do not, anything that you don't expect to eat on Shabbos, you get rid of before, and you can only keep enough food for the Shabbos meals, so you're not going to have to destroy any Chametz on Shabbos itself. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omer, but the Chachamim say Bizman, no, you get rid of all the Chametz at its usual time on Erev Pesach, even though it is Shabbos. And according to the Chacham, a person can keep as much Chametz as he ultimately wants for Shabbos, because all of it's going to be eaten. Either he'll eat it, his family will eat it, his guests, animals, whatever the case may be. You could do the beer, you could do the destruction of Chametz on Shabbos itself, and we're not concerned about you doing that, even though it is Shabbos. Now we're going to have a third opinion, which really agrees mostly with the Chachamim, but simply adds another layer to the discussion. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Omer, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok says, Truma milifnei HaShabbos, and when it comes to Truma, the holy food that belongs to Kohanim, that has to be destroyed before Shabbos. V'chulim bizmanon, but regular, ordinary Chametz should be destroyed at its usual time on Shabbos of Erev Pesach. And as the Bar Tanura points out, this is how we hold like Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, that since Truma is forbidden, cannot be eaten by any non-Kohanim or by animals, if one leaves more than he needs for his Shabbos meals, it's going to be hard for him to have it all eaten, and he's going to likely have to destroy it on Shabbos itself. Therefore, one may not save more than necessary when it comes to Truma. But when it comes to regular Chametz, any amount may be left for Shabbos, because all you got to do is give it to your guests, yourself, your family members, your animals, and so on and so forth. Continuing now with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. As we discussed previously, there are generally speaking two methods of destroying Chametz before Pesach. Method number one is the combination of Bedikas Chametz and Bir Chametz, that you search and destroy. You go into your house, you search for the Chametz, and then you destroy Chametz the next day. The second aspect, the second element of getting rid of chametz, of tashbisus or mibotechem, of getting rid of the chametz from your possession before Pesach, is what we refer to as bittul, as nullifying the chametz, verbally declaring that the chametz is ka'afra da'ara, is meaningless, is like the dust of the earth, and by doing that, gets the chametz out of your possession, out of your rishus for Pesach. Now on a Torah level, either method is good enough. Either you can search and destroy your chametz, or you can be mevatel, you can nullify the chametz and get rid of it from your heart. But on a midrabbanan level, the Chachamim said, and the Gemara's in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim describe and debate this conversation at length, famous machlokas, Rashi, Tosfos, and so on. And on a midrabbanan level, we say that you have to do both bedika / biur, both search and destroy, and you have to do biur, and you have to do bittul chametz as well. Now our Mishnah here in Parak Gimel Mishnah Zayin is going to discuss the halacha of a person who went on a journey before performing either. He didn't do bittul, he didn't do bedika or beer, and he's on a journey to do a mitzvah. So let's see exactly what the halacha is in this case. Says the Mishnah, Haholech lishchores pischa, if a person's going and traveling on Erev Pesach to slaughter and shecht his carbon Pesach, v'lamolos beno, or to circumcise his son, v'lechol suvdas eirsin bebeis chamav, or to eat a meal for someone who got married at the house of his father-in-law, or, as the Bar Tanur says, to do any mitzvah. These are just examples. V'nizkar sheyesh lo chametz b'soch beis, when as he's traveling to do the mitzvah, he remembers, oh my gosh, I have chametz in my house. So what does he do? Im yachol lachzer v'ulevayer, so if he is able, if he has enough time to return home to destroy the chametz and then go back to his to perform the mitzvah, then yachzer v'yivar, then he should go home, he should search and destroy, and then go back and to do his mitzvah. However, v'im lav mevat lo b'libo. But if he's not able to, that if he returns home and destroys the chametz, he will not have enough time to do the mitzvah, then he can simply be mevatel, he can simply nullify it in his heart, and he does not have to go back to destroy it. He can simply rely on the process of bittul, ba'al masagi, of destroying the chametz mentally by nullifying it verbally. Continuing in the Mishnah, Lehatzel min anachir, if one is on the way to rescue people from a dangerous group of non-Jews who are attacking Jews, umin anahar, people that are in danger from a flooding river, umin halistim, or from robbers, umin hadleiko, or from a fire, umin amapolis, or from a collapsed building. And in any of these cases, he remembers that he has chametz in his house, even if he does have enough time to return and destroy the chametz, and then he comes back to rescue the endangered people. Yevatel Belibo says the Mishnah, it's a case of pikuach nefesh, people's lives are at stake, and therefore he should be mevatel, he should nullify it in his heart, in his mind, and he does not have to go back to destroy the chametz. And in these cases where he's involved in saving lives, he doesn't destroy his chametz, he can simply be mevatel, he can simply nullify them in his heart. Finishing off with the Mishnah, Velishbos Shvisas Harishas. However, if he's on his way to do something, that's optional. He's traveling before Yontif to let him go past the Tchum, or to do something that's not a mitzvah. He wants to go on vacation, whatever the case may be. Yachzer Miyad. If he remembers that he doesn't, that he has chametz in his possession, he must return immediately to his home to dispose, to get rid of the chametz. Since what he's doing is not related to a mitzvah, he's forbidden to simply rely on bitzel by itself, a nullification by itself. He must return home immediately to destroy the chametz. Quick review, Paragil Mishnah Vav discussed the case when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and we saw Machlokas the Mishnah according to Rabbi Meir. In that case, you should be Mavat, you should destroy the chametz before Shabbos, even though it's not Erev Pesach, and you only should have enough food on Shabbos that you're actually going to definitely eat on Shabbos itself. However, the Chachamim said no, that you should do the destruction of the chametz on Shabbos, and you'll just feed the food to your whatever's extra, to your animals, to your guests, to your family members, and so on and so forth. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok fundamentally agrees with the Chachamim that you should do the general destruction of chametz on Shabbos of Erev Pesach, but he says that when it comes to Truma, just make sure that because Truma you can't give to an animal, you can't give to a random non-Kohen, that you should dispose of, you should get rid of before Shabbos itself. And then Paragimel Mishnah Zion discussed what happens if a person is traveling and realizes that he has chametz in his possession, that he didn't destroy it, didn't search it, and get rid of it. So the first case was if he's going to do a mitzvah, whether it's shechting his Karban Pesach, or circumcising his son, or going to a suda, a meal for a wedding, whatever the case may be, and he remembers that he has this chametz in his possession. So we said that if he's able to go back to his home, destroy the chametz, and then come back and do the mitzvah, great, he should go back to his home, destroy the chametz, and then return to do the mitzvah. However, if he goes back, he would not be able to come back and redo the mitzvah. Then he should do bittul. Then bittul ba'al masagi, simply be mevatel and nullified in your heart and in your mind. And that works in this situation. The second case of the Mishnah is where a person is literally going to save people's lives from a river, from non-Jews, from a fire, from a collapsed building, whatever the case may be. And there we say, don't even think about going back right away. Be mevatel it, nullify it, and you wouldn't have to do bedika and biur in that situation. And the Mishnah concluded by saying, if you're going somewhere, shvisas harashos, you're going somewhere optional, you don't really need to go wherever you're going. So there, no matter what you're doing, you should stop where you are, go back to your home and get rid of the chametz immediately. Have a great day.